Prayer Against Spiritual Complacency by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. James 1:22. Complacency and hesitancy typically go hand in hand. We see this happen often as Christians become complacent in their faith. They don't desire to grow in their faith. They don't walk in their convictions, and they entertain a progressive biblical view. They become hesitant in their belief of what God's word says, and they stop sharing the good news of Jesus. Complacency hasn't only plagued many believers, but has been a plague in the church for a while now. Churches fear calling out this sin because they don't want to make us sinners upset, even though it's the church who's called to instruct its body in the word and teach what it says. Because of this, and because many people aren't spending time in the word for themselves, we see a culture of people claiming Jesus is Lord, but living a life that doesn't reflect any of his truth. So how can you and I not get caught up in this? How can we pray against this sin of complacency? We must be doers of the word and not just hearers of it, James 1:22 tells us. Everything changes when we begin living out what God's word says. It even tells us in James 1:21 that we're to receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. How powerful is that? We're told exactly how to steer clear of a complacent faith. Do what God's word says. Hold fast to the truth. Stand firm in your convictions. Know that you're accountable to God and Him alone. He also not only gives us instruction through His word, but it's through His word we receive the message that saves. His word gives us the blueprint of how we must live, love, and pursue a bold faith. As you and I follow these commands, we'll not only see a shift in those around us and in the boldness of our faith, but we'll see firsthand the chains of complacency break. It's complacency that robs us of the work that God desires to do in our hearts. It's complacency that desires to thwart the good things God calls us to do in our everyday living. But thankfully, by His grace and the power we have living in us through Him, we're able to break free from this area of bondage and boldly live for Him. I pray that as we live for Him, we're able to point others away from a complacent, hesitant way of living and the entanglement it can cause in Christians' lives. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for continuing to pursue my heart. As long as there's breath in my lungs, I know that you're completing the good work in me that you began. Lord, reveal to me the places where I've fallen complacent, and help me to follow your lead as I surrender them to you. I pray that I will live a life that leads others to you and your truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.